Like most women, a lot of my work is hard and routine. It's about keeping the family well fed, clean, clothed, and safe. Wiping up the mess, wiping a dirty face, or wiping away the tears. I'm not an educated woman. I don't really read much, but I love reading faces. You can tell a lot from faces. There are whole stories written there. I noticed this first in my mother's face. She had a beautiful face, but she was a shy woman and didn't like to be looked at. I'd wait until she was preoccupied with something, or she was asleep, or when she was at prayer. At these times, I'd study her face, and sometimes I thought I saw into her soul. She's been dead many years now, but I can still see her face. It's more than just remembering. I feel as if she's with me still. I didn't expect to be there. It was such a busy day and the city was crowded, not easy to move around, and I thought I'd take a shortcut. Of course, it always happens when you think you're being smart. I got caught in the crowd. They were dragging these poor prisoners through the streets to be tortured and shamed, even in death by crucifixion. I didn't want to look at them, or even be there. Though it had nothing to do with me, somehow, just seeing such cruelty, even if it is the work of the law, makes me feel unclean. I tell the children never to look at suffering when it is an ugly spectacle, even when it is in the name of justice. Such things only steal our humanity from us. Who are we to disfigure God's image, no matter what the reason? And then I saw his face, covered in blood, dark bruises still swelling and painful, hair matted with sweat and spittle. But his eyes, such eyes, filled with tears. But somehow, and in a strange way, they didn't seem to be tears of pain, but tears for me, for us. Not tears of anger or hate, but of a deep, passionate love. I don't even remember thinking about it. I had to touch that face somehow. I had to just wipe those tears to let him know that someone had recognized, someone had seen. So I quickly took a piece of my own clothing. Was all I had. And when he fell, and the guard was distracted, I wiped his face, just held it there for a moment. It was only a gesture, nothing really. I just wanted him to know some human touch. And now, in a way I can't understand, I have his face on my cloth. It's a gift I never expected, but in that face I can read a story, my story, our story, the story of so much suffering. I'll never forget it.